Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. It is good to be with you at this hour, and you might consider this a kind of Father's Day on God Is. It is not Father's Day as far as the calendar goes, but it might feel like that. The reason being, I want to draw your attention to the language of fatherhood used within the scripture. Did you know that throughout the Bible, Abraham is referred to as our father Abraham or your father Abraham? As we have well established by now, talking about the Hebrew roots of being Christian, all who have Christ as our Lord are the spiritual descendants of Abraham. He is our father Abraham. It may well be that you do not live in a culture in which one's roots, your heritage, or who you are and where you come from are all that important. But in the culture of the Bible, this was very important, as of course it is today among many people groups in our world. Even in America, I am aware of the popularity of ancestry DNA, for example. I have not personally used them, but with a little bit of your DNA, they could tell you a lot about your genealogy. The website says, "Know your world from the inside." Maybe you have used them, discovering more about your own ancestry. And they are successful, so obviously there are a whole lot of people out there who are interested to know where they come from. Or maybe you do not need such a company because in your family it is well established where you come from and who you come from. Jewish families know. Italian families know. Chinese families know. Many cultures pride themselves on their roots. And fathers, we all have one. We may know him, we may not. We may know him and wish we did not. Grandfathers, great-grandfathers, we all have those too. And if we follow the line of our father up the family tree, we will come to our origins, our beginning, back to where our family began. Whatever the case may be, if you are into this or not into this, tracing one's roots is valuable. And in the scripture, we have all of the genealogies, don't we? A lot of Bible readers like to skip over those, perceived as boring, but they are included in the text for a reason. And keen Bible readers who dig in and really study the text will know God's purpose for including them. Trace them and you will find Abraham, yes, but well before him, there is God, our Father. Consistently integrated into the words of the Lord Jesus is this word Father. As Jesus makes abundantly clear, God is his Father. He speaks of doing the will of my Father who is in heaven. Jesus speaks of my Father's kingdom. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 49, when the boy Jesus is confronted by his mother Mary and his human father Joseph as to where he has been, they had to rush back to Jerusalem, realizing him lost. Jesus says to his earthly parents, "Why is it that you were looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my Father's house?" Please note the letter F in Father is capitalized in the Bible, meaning my Father's house is God's house, not Joseph's. God is the Father of Jesus. And the Father's house, where the teenager Jesus was, is the temple. And that is the same place we find him over in John's Gospel, chapter 2 and verses 13 through 16, when as an adult, the Lord cleanses the temple. Listen to John 2, verses 13 through 16. The Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And within the temple grounds, he found those who were selling oxen, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. And he made a whip of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and the oxen. And Jesus poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who were selling the doves, he said, "Take these things away from here. Stop making my Father's house a place of business." You heard Jesus say it, "My Father's house." And the gospel writer unveils that Jesus is the Son of God. God the Father, this is his house. And commerce does not belong there. As we continue to sample Christ's words, he talks about the glory of his Father. He says the Father who sent him testifies about him. The Father is the vine dresser. And the Lord guarantees us that in my Father's house are many dwelling places, the house there being heaven. In John 10, verse 30, Jesus says, "I and the Father are one." And from the cross during his crucifixion, Jesus prays, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." After his resurrection from the dead, listen to what Jesus says to Mary Magdalene. I'm reading John chapter 20 and verse 17, these stunningly reassuring words. "Stop clinging to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father and my God and your God." God is the Father. Father, Father, Father. Jesus repeatedly speaks of God the Father. And this, for us, is perhaps most poignant in how Christ taught us to pray and what is a very Jewish prayer. You will most likely remember this from the Gospels of Matthew and Luke. This is often called the Lord's Prayer, even though Jesus himself did not pray such a prayer for himself, since he never had any sin to be forgiven. But the rest of us certainly do, and so we pray, "Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us." Anyway, say it with me now how this model prayer begins. "Our Father who is in heaven." In Luke 11, verse 2, the prayer begins, "Father, hallowed be your name." Here in this prayer that we have repeatedly prayed, returning to these words over and over again in our lives, here is the emphasis on our Father. Praying to our Father, this is what Christ emphasizes. Never, ever praying to Mary. That's completely unbiblical and heretical. We pray to God. In John chapter 16 and verse 23, our Lord encourages us, "Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask the Father for anything in my name, he will give it to you." We pray to our loving Heavenly Father. Galatians 4 verse 6 says the Spirit of Christ who lives within our hearts helps us to cry out saying, "Abba, Father." Abba, the Aramaic word the children use to speak endearingly of their fathers, very similar to our English word daddy. When we pray, dear Christian, we have direct access to God the Father, reverently, Papa, Daddy, because Christ has led the way. Christ has opened the way into his very throne room. Because our sins are forgiven, we come and have the listening ear of the one and only God. God is our Father, Papa, Daddy, Abba. Ephesians 4 verse 6, "One God and Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in all." Ephesians 4, 6. When we read Jesus, we read the language of fatherhood over and over again. I'll pause here. Believe you me, there is more scripture that can be quoted in both testaments emphasizing fatherhood. And I am bringing this to your attention because the Bible speaks repeatedly of Abraham as our father. Sticking with Jesus, in John chapter 8, verse 56, Jesus says to the Jewish religious leaders, "Your father Abraham was overjoyed that he would see my day, and he saw it and rejoiced." What does the Lord call Abraham? He calls him your father. That was after they accused him, saying, verse 53 of John chapter 8, "You are not greater than our father Abraham." How did they refer to Abraham? It was as our father. In this debate among these Jews, Abraham is your father and our father. John chapter 8. Let me lay on you two more references. In Luke chapter 1, verse 73, Zacharias, the father of John the Baptist, after he recovers his voice, speaks of Abraham, our father. That's Luke 1, verse 73. And in Acts chapter 7 and verse 2, a text we will be looking at more closely, in Acts 7, 2, Stephen says, "The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham." Our father Abraham and your father Abraham is everywhere in the Bible. As we continue to prepare for Abraham, we must know that he is our father. When we move into the text, beginning in Genesis chapter 11, I will remind you of this, but today I wanted to get this on your mind. This is what I have time to say about the Hebrew roots of being Christian, about how our spiritual genealogy leads us back to Abraham. Tomorrow we move on to talk about the Hebrew Bible, so join us then for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.